No one is going to miss their mission. Everyone does it in one way or another. All you need to do is say yes to it, and you will be doing it.
Writing the angels can change your life. We have seen it happen over and over again. There would be no reason to communicate with them if there was not a practical reason to do so. Angels are beneficial and can literally get you through any circumstance. Here are some stories of ways angels have worked for people to help them in their life. Chrissy's story. In 1985, I had my first occurrence with cancer. I was 32 years old, considered myself healthy and active, and never thought it would happen to me. I was shocked and lonely, and I was afraid to die. I couldn't even talk about it. Today, 9 years later, I am facing a recurrence of the same type of cancer, but my feelings are totally different because now I write to my angels. At some point in the intervening years, I had a crisis of faith with God. When hurtful things happened, I couldn't seem to access comfort from Him. He seemed so far away. It was time for the angels to come to me. Sometimes I felt vain to want God to listen to me. He is so busy. The angels are much more accessible. I'm much more aware of angels, and I know I'm being heard by them. I believe the angels take my prayer to God. It's a more believable and personal system. I used to ask for little things like parking places, and they were there. Now I ask for help with my cancer, and they are still there. There is an army of them, and I am protected by their vigilance. They won't let anything harm me. The angels have opened up my life tremendously, and they come to me in many ways. I believe the angels come to me through the nurses. I see angels in my room, and angels come to me tangibly in cards, pins, statues, and pictures. Doctors, family, and friends have always been there for me. But this second time around, I need more. The angels are the more. I am much less afraid this time. I feel secure and protected. Healing is stronger, and there is less pain. I have the courage to talk about my cancer, and I even demand to take an active part in my recovery. I'm more away from my head and into my heart. The angels told me to use the word hark, H-A-R-K, to remind myself they are there. They said, "Dear Chrissy, you know we love you and are proud of you. H, hear us. A, ask for us to come to you. R, release your worries and doubts. K, keep doing it. This is how to work with us." My life has always been a roller coaster, but I've liked the ride. Since my recurrence, everything has justified this belief, and I can still say I like the ride, no matter what happens. I say to myself, "Okay, I'll learn from this too. The angels and I can do anything." Bob's story. I had been writing to the angels for several months, but not without significant skepticism. Prayer had been an integral part of my life since childhood, and the idea of expecting hard information from any being but God was not palatable. Nonetheless, I continued to write because the messages I received were comforting and calming during a time of severe personal anguish. Julie, my beautiful 32-year-old daughter-in-law and mother of our only grandchild, was in remission after a year-long bout with cervical cancer. The medical reports looked favorable, and our hearts were full of thanks for her recovery. Early one morning, I went to our home computer and asked the angels, "What would you like to teach me today?" At the time, I was just about finished teaching a 2-year course in caregiving at my local church. The angels said, "Study the lesson plan on grief and reteach it, dear one." Well, I wasn't interested in reteaching that chapter. Every angel message I received over the next several days spoke on the same subject. 3 books on grief that I had bought but never read suddenly appeared on my desk. One morning, I tucked the smallest of the books on grief into my briefcase to read in case the trip was boring. The train was 5 hours late that day, and I was able to finish the book before I arrived at my job. Several days later, I was told that new cancer had been found in Julie's vital organs. New surgery and aggressive treatments were ordered. During her therapy, we shared a great deal of time together, in person and on the phone. We talked about our faith and our dreams for the future, about our children. We talked about life missions and what we had accomplished. It was hard for Julie to believe that she could have had a life assignment to teach love, much less that she had successfully completed her mission at such a young age, but she had. My son called in early December during the season's worst snowstorm and told me that Julie had taken a big left-hand turn. He asked me how soon I could be there. The angels had previously told me that I would be with Julie when she passed over. But with the storm closing in, I thought that was impossible. The airports had closed, and my only alternative was to drive. Under normal circumstances, it was a 12-hour trip. I felt if I was going to get through, I had to go immediately despite the storm. After a quick meal, I left determined to see Julie, to tell her I loved her, and to share our faith one more time. And I wanted to be there to support my son and granddaughter. The angels kept assuring me that I would be there in time. I passed hardly a car or a truck as I drove through the night, stopping only twice for fuel. Days later, I learned that 10 minutes after I crossed the Hudson River, I-80 was closed for 18 hours. Had I not left when I did, I would have not seen Julie alive. I was never drowsy, never felt alone, never without a song or a psalm, and never without my angels in the car throughout the night. I spent the last hours of Julie's life with her. I saw her squint her eyes at what must have been a bright light and reach out a hand to touch an angel who came to greet her. The last words I spoke to her were, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid?" Julie passed over on December 15, 1992, from extreme pain into exquisite peace, her mission completed. The preparation I received from the angels for Julie's passing significantly altered the course of my life. After returning home, I have helped others work through their grief process. Promises the angels made to me concerning the trip were all true, and I learned to understand the angels as part of God's divine plan.
There is equally as much love in this world as there is pain. Do you not believe this? Love is shown daily in the most abundant amounts to the sick, old, homeless, and dying. And by whom is this love given? This love is given in copious amounts by the sick, old, homeless, and dying. The meanest hovel on earth has love in abundance. Love begets love. Your angel's mission is love. Your mission is to continue it.